these collision statistics are used then to tell us, well, there hasn't been too many accidents there. And my answer to that is, are we waiting to have somebody lose their life at a location like that? And that seems to be the policy, which is, I just don't know who's driving that's the policy. And I know that the coffers, as wealthy as the country is at the moment and all the rest, there are problems like this on every road in the country, especially roads like ours, which has failed to get the investment to bring it up to the standard that one would expect nowadays between the two largest urban centres in the northwest, between Sligo and Letterkenny. And the fact, really, they're waiting for more collisions to happen at it, which is an awful way to go about planning anything. You know, we won't tie down the roof until we see the slates flying off. You know, and it's too late when one person is seriously injured with life changing injuries, or when one person is dead, and that's quite simply it. So I'm not happy with it. I see there's a plan now in Mayo off a number of the roads that come out onto the N17. It was in one of the Mayo newspapers this week, and they're talking about closing off junctions onto national primary roads, and people will have a big problem with that.
Presumably, you know, the likes of the N17 you mentioned there, where they're looking at closing off junctions, I would safely say the majority of people living along the N15 would much rather traffic calming measures as opposed to their local junction being cut off. Not that that's on the cards, but, you know.
Yeah, I think they would. And there are a few places, and it's very, very difficult. And I do appreciate the engineering difficulties to try and put in, which there is at that junction at Cashelgarran. There is a filter lane there for some of the traffic turning down for Kearney, etc., or for turning in at Henry's. There is a filter lane. But some of the junctions, it's technically difficult to line up filter lanes and things like that where they are needed. And we've seen serious accidents where there has been loss of life, and we've seen serious accidents where there have been life-changing injuries. And I just don't want to see those happening to anybody.